Ray Long is a terrific forensic investigative reporter for your Chicago Tribune, a two-time Pulitzer Prize finalist, and a man we turn to every time we need an update on the ongoing case that involves Tim Mapes, Michael Madigan, Michael McLean, Bob Rita, Lou Lang, and others, and apparently 90,000 documents and secret recordings, which will soon be sent to defense lawyers handling the perjury and obstruction case against Madigan's former chief of staff, Tim Mapes. Hi, Ray. Welcome back to WDS.
Good to be here, John. Thank you for having me on.
Dumping 90,000 documents and secret recordings on the defense team, I think I saw that move in a movie called The Lincoln Lawyer. Is this entirely unexpected, or is this just overwhelming the defense with documents?
Well, I think it's something that we won't know totally about for a while. But the idea that they have 90,000 documents, 90 and secret recordings for a case that involves the former chief of staff of Michael Madigan is certainly intriguing. And the prosecutor came out, Julia Schwartz came out yesterday in court and said that there will be this production of a voluminous amount of documents, and they anticipated approximately 90,000, as well as communications and recordings. And so that will be their second batch. It's the larger batch of two. They've already sent a batch to Tim Mapes's defense team. And Mapes is a guy who has pleaded not guilty to the charges of perjury and attempted obstruction. And he is tied up with Madigan. He was one of the closest guys to Madigan. He was chief of staff with Madigan for 25 years.
Ray, any new information on why they rescinded his immunity from prosecution? In other words, he was first granted immunity from prosecution, and they quickly turned that away, or took that back. And at that time, people thought, well, obviously he's not rolling over or giving up details to the Fed's satisfaction. Have we learned anything more about that interesting little wrinkle in this case?
Well, it certainly is interesting, John. The idea that he had immunity and then the prosecutors decided that he wasn't going along with the deal has been one of the big twists in this case and really led to his indictment. This is a situation that we're still trying to get to the bottom line on, but he has obviously not given them the kind of information that they believed that he knows, and that's why they're sending all these documents, you know, tens of thousands of documents and recordings to the lawyers there to show that he has knowledge of the things that he says he didn't remember or doesn't know. Those are the allegations that the prosecutors are making, and that's why he's in court.
Just to bring our listeners up to date on what you just said, I'll just fill in the blanks and correct me if I'm wrong. So Michael McLean was the longtime lobbyist and a real close friend of Michael Madigan as well, as was Mr. Mapes. And Mapes lied to the feds when he said he had no knowledge that McLean had communicated with, we assume, State Rep Bob Rita, Blue Island, and former Rep Lou Lang of Skokie about a scheme, a ComEd bribery scheme. So, but you know, no doubt, you remember the guy Bob Cooley, Robert Cooley? He was the and he wrote that book. I think it was called "When Corruption Was King." And I just reread the book. Before the feds grant immunity, they make sure you're going to give up what they expect you to give up. It's very seldom that you're granted immunity only to have it rescinded. This is extraordinary in this case.
Yeah, and it has a lot of people wondering, why he's done that and why he did not give the answers that they believed he would give and the answers that they believe they have the knowledge about right now, too. So it has a lot of people puzzled as to how you could get into this situation if you go into a courtroom and make a deal that you're going to say the truth, and you have to meet that up to the prosecutor's satisfaction, and you don't do that, then it's more trouble than you are anticipating if you think you can outsmart them.
It seems to me, and I imagine a lot of my listeners thinking, well, he must have more to fear from Mike Madigan than he would fear from the feds.
Oh, man, I can't go there on that. But, John, there is definitely a system in place, basically, a lot of secrecy around the whole Madigan organization, right? And that's what the prosecutors are trying to crack. And now Mapes' attorneys obviously say he's done nothing wrong, and they've maintained that he has cooperated fully, and that they say that they are trying, that the feds are trying to squeeze Mapes so they can get him to give up incriminating information, if there is any, on
right.
Madigan.
Well, and look, I'll give him benefit of the doubt. Maybe he and his team have looked at, you know, the documents and gone through the scenarios and said, they're never going to convict you on this. They're just trying to squeeze you. They're trying to get you to roll. And you might as well just take your lumps in court because they're not going to convict you.
Well, and a lot of people think the same thing about Mike McClain, the lobbyist that you referred to earlier, another close confidant of Speaker Madigan. And the belief, a lot of people believe that he was indicted, McClain was indicted earlier because the feds figured that he knew something, if there was something to know about Madigan. And Madigan, of course, has said that there isn't anything that he's done untoward, and that he didn't know that ComEd had been putting his guys on the payroll, or giving him contracts, or beefing up his interns, or giving him an appointment that he recommended to the actual ComEd board of directors, that he didn't know that this was some kind of company bribery scheme. Of course, you know, ComEd has admitted, and they paid $200 million,
yeah,
saying that there was a scheme going on.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indication that this is real. But just like juries, you only need one guy to keep his mouth shut, or, you know, get sick with COVID and die unexpectedly. You only need one guy to keep his mouth shut, and there it is: plausible deniability. Your cutout man is cut out.
Well, that's a scenario that we don't know if it's going to happen here or not, but we are always aware that there's a lot of moving pieces in a big effort like this. And this is a case that has been going on for months, if not years, and we believe that it is still underway.
Are you going to spend the weekend going through the 90,000 documents, Ray?
If somebody sent them to me, I would happily do that.
And I mentioned this to Rex Hupke, your colleague, earlier in the program, you know, and I'm sorry to see so many colleagues go from the Tribune, but are you moving up to a bigger corner office?
Well, right now I've been in my home since the COVID pandemic broke out last March 2020. And I've only been out on an assignment in person once since then. I don't think a corner office is in the offing for me, but I may head down to the new location and check it out nevertheless.
Get there first to claim it. Ray Long, thank you, sir, for your time. And we'll read more in tomorrow's Chicago Tribune.
Thank you.
Take care.